The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, yesterday I spoke about, how we have to look at this eschatological discourse. We're converted, we are Christians, we have hope in the resurrection, and that's what we see through the seeming bleakness of the end of the world. And we, you know, the main point that I addressed yesterday was we have to see the hope that is in the midst of all of this in Jesus's revelation of the love of the Father and the resurrection, which is ours through our faith, our reliance on his mercy, and our attempts to stay on the road. So this just reminds us again and again, the glory of this world is passing, and ultimately it will come to an end. What I thought I'd talk about today is the Book of Wisdom a little bit, because the Book of Wisdom, as you can see, these readings are like, aren't they fantastic from start to finish? We have that great hope in the resurrection. By the way, the Book of Wisdom is a very recent Old Testament book. It is not one of the ancient ones. It could be as late as, 200 BC and maybe even a little later than 200 BC, maybe in the 100s BC. And of course, it's got a tremendous amount of Hellenistic influence in it. And that influence, of course, it's got this a really remarkable blending of, of this great philosophical, Platonic, a sensitivity to the one, the good, the true, and the beautiful. And it's got this great, sensitivity to the Holy Spirit and to the gifts of the Spirit, and then to the personification of wisdom, right? That's almost separated out. Again, just another beautiful manifestation. This, the idea of sparks and as stubble, flying around. The risen, presence of all of us with one another, and the beautiful images that are used. And of course today, the author of the Book of Wisdom, almost as if he's speaking, to not just the Jewish people, but is speaking also to the Hellenistic audience that's beyond the Jewish people, right? He's talking about analogy. And of course, what we might have learned in our philosophical courses there with St. Thomas Aquinas, right? We just are almost seeing how influenced St. Paul and St. Thomas Aquinas were by this one book, which parenthetically, the Protestants have left out of their canonical scripture. I mean, it's unbelievable, but nevertheless, here we've got this beautiful signification of analogy, and the author is talking about, they looked upon these things like, the planets in their orbit and the swiftness of the wind and, the beauty of this ocean and, the hugeness of the mountains. And they saw in their beauty, what they already considered to be divinity. They mistakenly went from the beauty of the mountain or the sea to the divinity and attributed divinity to these things. He said, imagine if they really knew the truth about the Creator himself, that everything is one, and the beauty, if this is, everything is created by the one Creator, then imagine if these things are beautiful in themselves and remind you of the divine. Imagine what the Creator of all this beauty, the panoply of beauty, must be like. He must be beauty itself, beauty unimaginable. And then, the author, he says, maybe they didn't intuit it from the beauty of nature and the stars, maybe from the might and the power and energy of nature and the stars and so forth. And of course, he again says, well, if that is the case, they mistakenly associated the might of these things with divinity. Imagine what the Creator of all of these things, all the energy and power of everything that's in the created world, imagine what he must be in his might, in his power, and in his being. And of course, you can just see little Thomas Aquinas, as some 18-year-old genius reading this Book of Wisdom and going, Oh, yeah. I think I'm just going to make an entire philosophical career off of this. It's a pure statement of inspiration and genius rolled into one with Christ Jesus our Lord. I love this book. And I just thought I'd give you one of my sort of insights into it. Every reading's a gem and it's just worth going through at your leisure. One of the latest books of God's inspiration. And who can doubt that God inspired it along with, of course, its Hellenistic and Jewish influencers. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.